Hello? This is a confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Have a good day to you, ma'am. This is Sean calling you from eBay. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks.
How are you coming in?
Good, thank you. So what is the... What's getting debited from my card?
Yeah, ma'am. Last night under your cell phone number, which is ending with 697, we have request to charge you $200 for purchasing Apple gift card from eBay. So did you authorize the payment, ma'am?
No, that was not me.
That was not you, right?
No.
Alright. Is there anyone in your family member who can done this purchase on your behalf?
No.
No one, right?
No.
Alright. So we got the confirmation from your side that there's no such order that you have placed. This might be a completely case of a fraudulent charge. Some people from overseas might get your information somehow from the internet and they have might done this to steal your funds, alright?
Yes.
Because as you can see that, ma'am, the billing address on this purchase was 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, to the America, alright? So you are living in Australia. And the product which is going to be delivered in different country, that is the reason we give it this verification call to know that is actually the person who are making this kind of online overseas transaction or not. But right now, as you confirm me that you are not this person who are making this kind of online overseas transaction, so that simply indicates that your personal information has been compromised, and those people have the access of your internet banking or your email. All right.
Yep.
So right now what we need to do, ma'am, first of all, we have to register you for the cancellation, and at the same time we need to block that eBay account because we cannot let those people get away with your personal information so that they can charge you once again in future, alright?
Yes.
Alright. So for that I need your help. So could you please tell me that for going online, what are the online devices you have? Do you have any kind of cell phone, computer or laptop?
Pardon?
For going online, what are the online device do you have? Do you have any kind of a cell phone, computer or a laptop with you?
Just a cell phone.
Just a cell phone. And the cell phone which you're using right now, is that an Android one or it's an Apple iPhone?
It's an Apple iPhone.
It's an Apple iPhone. That's great. So ma'am, first of all, we're going to register you for the cancellation. So do a thing. First of all, put my call on speaker for me, right? Yeah, am I on speaker right now?
Yes.
Alright. Now simply come back to your normal homepage from where you can see all your apps and regular icons.
So just all my apps and yes?
Yeah. Come back to your normal homepage, ma'am.
Yep.
Now, on your Apple iPhone, you do have an application which is called App Store. You need to open up the App Store.
Yep.
Have you opened it up now?
Yep.
Alright. Now look at
the
right
button. Sorry, I just got a baby in the background. That's why I can't really hear
that. Oh, yeah. Can you
hear
me now? Yes. Alright. Now look at the very right hand side bottom corner. You will get to see a search option over there.
Yes.
Give a tap on that. And before we're going to register you for the cancellation, could you please let me know, ma'am, that with what network are you dealing with right now? Is that a Telstra, Vodafone, or Optus, something like that?
Telstra.
Telstra, right? Hello?
Yes.
Telstra, right. Alright, so do one thing, ma'am. Simply type over there, Zoho, Z as in zebra, O as in Oscar.
Sorry, what was that?
It's Zoho, ma'am. Z as in zebra, O as in Oscar.
Yep.
Then H as in Hindi, and then O as in Oscar again.
Yep.
All right. Now, leave a space and type assist. A-double-F-I-S-T, assist.
Yeah, assist customer.
Yes, ma'am. Give a tap on that.
Yep.
Now, can you see any green color application which says Zoho assist customer? Can you see that?
Yeah, it's got like 2 boxes and a circle.
Sorry, come again?
Has it got 2 boxes and a circle?
Yes, ma'am, that is the application. Give a tap on
yep.
that, and now after that, you will get to see a get option over there. Give a tap on get.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, is it downloading?
Yep.
Well, just you let me know when you finish installing, all right? And ma'am, could you please let me know that, is there anyone, like, have you ever shared your any kind of personal or financial information over the phone call to anyone? Like, is there any person who called you and asking about your emails, your personal information, something like that?
No.
No, right?
No.
All right.
Could it maybe have come on like Facebook or something?
Sorry, come again.
Could it have like come off of Facebook?
I cannot hear you properly, ma'am. Could you please speak loud?
Could it have come off of Facebook?
Yeah, it might be there, ma'am, because as you can see that your personal information has been compromised. So the internet activity is also the reason, because those person have got your information from the internet, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
so
finished downloading.
All right. So, like, can you see any option which says open?
Yep.
Give a click on open.
Yep, and it says enter your email ID.
Yeah, give a click on cancel.
Yeah.
Now, can you see, or what can you see? Could you please let me know?
It says add screen.
Can you see any option which says, like, enter session key, something like that?
Pardon?
Can you see any options like enter session key? Can you see that?
No.
What can you see? Like, could you please let me know?
It says add screen.
Yeah, give a click on cancel once again. Give a click on cancel once again.
Yep, so now it says enter security key.
Yeah, so right now what we're going to do, we're going to provide you the cancellation ID into your cell phone, all right? So now write the cancellation ID, ma'am. It's 401.
Yep.
Then 271.
Yep.
Then 8082. It's 8082, all right?
Yep.
Now, can you see any option which says join?
Yes.
Yeah, give a tap on that. Now, what can you see, ma'am? Can you see any option which says allow or accept, something like that?
All settings, start searching.
Yeah, can you see any option which says allow or accept, something like that?
It says start searching.
Yes, give a click on that. Now, what can you see?
And it says assistance clinic. Start.
Can you see any, it's start broadcasting, right?
Yep.
Yeah, give a tap on that. Now, after that, what can you see, ma'am? Hello?
It says that it would like some notifications.
Yeah, can you see any positive options over there, like allow, accept, something like that?
Yeah.
give a tab on all the positive options, ma'am. Like anything like accept, allow, or start, something like that. Hello. Hello. Hello, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. What I'm gonna do, like as you reject the cancellation ID, we have to give you the cancellation ID once again because you have reject the cancellation ID, all right? Hello. Are you there, ma'am?
Yes.
All right. So do a thing. Can you see the entire session keep page once again? Can you see that?
Yeah, it says enter screen.
Session key.
Yep.
Yeah, this is, you put the cancellation ID once again. It's 949.
Yeah.
283.
Yeah.
0963. It's 0963, all right? Now give a tap and join.
This isn't a scam, is it?
Why do you feel that, ma'am? We are not calling you from any XYZ company, ma'am. We are calling you from eBay.
Well, just because it come up in like, it come up as a mobile number, not as...
Yes, we have a, like, we have give you our email, but you haven't responded yet. So that is the reason we give you a direct call to you, because you are not responding to the email.
I haven't checked my emails. That would be why.
Yeah, check your emails.
No, I haven't checked them. So it says start screening.
Uh-huh.
And it says start broadcasting.
Yeah, give a tap on that. After that, what can you see?
And then it says recording.
Yeah, give a tap on that. Give a tap on that. Could you please read out all the positive options to me so that I can help you out with the cancellation, ma'am?
Yeah, I've done that, and it's just recording.
Now, after that, what can you see? Can you see any positive options like allow, accept, something like that?
Nope.
Alright, can you see
everything
area?
On your screen includes notifications,
yeah.
Will be recorded.
Yeah, so could you please let me know that, can you see a hazy area over there? A white hazy area, can you see that? A blur area,
yeah,
can you see that? What can you see? Could you please let me know, ma'am, because you are in the middle of the cancellation right now. And I cannot help you out without if you do not tell me that, what can you see?
It's recording and it just says everything on the screen includes notifications.
Can you see, can you see any options like allow, accept, something like that?
No.
Or start broadcasting or start something like that?
It says stop broadcasting.
No, can you see any, there's an option comes up like start broadcasting, something like that?
No, it just says stop broadcasting.
You can see only stop broadcasting, right?
It just says, yeah, stop broadcasting.
Alright, can you see a hazy background area over there? Look at the very top. You will get to see a hazy background area. Can you see that? Hello. Hello.
Yeah, I clicked on the background.
Yeah. Keep clicking on background, ma'am. Give a click once again on the background area, hazy area.
So what am I meant to click on? It says I'm using rso@gmail.com will have access to my device and
No, what can you see exactly?
Screen.
Tell me, ma'am. tell me what can you see, ma'am, exactly? Hello? Hello?
This is like, I just got screen share permission.
What it says, screen permission? Do you see over there any check boxes at the bottom of that page?
I'm using Zero Access, isn't
it? So what exactly you can see on the middle of the screen? What can you see on the middle?
It's got like four boxes to tick. And it says allow access or decline access.
You need to click on allow access. Give a click on the check boxes. Just above the allow access, little bit scroll down, there will be two check boxes. Click on the check boxes first. Blank check boxes.
There's four.
Yeah, click on allow access then.
It won't let me. I've got to click on one of the boxes.
Okay, click both the boxes. You need to click on both the boxes. They just see it is checked or not. Then try to click on allow access.
No, it won't let me.
It won't let you do? Just try to scroll down. How many check boxes did you check? Can you tell me? How many check boxes are there?
Four.
Four?
Yes.
Read me back one by one.
So it says, understand RSO, blah, 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 at gmail.com will have access to my device.
Okay, next.
I won't share any something information.
Okay.
E.g. bank credit card options. I'll end this session by...
Okay, do you see any option which says deny? Click on that deny option. Deny access. Click on that one.
And it just takes me back to enter.
Yes, security. I'm telling you the number. Yes, type down the number 219-205-215-205.
Yeah.
2840. Now click on join session.
Start session.
Yes, now what can you see now?
Now it says starting broadcasting.
Okay. Now there is a hazy background, just left to the start broadcast. What have you done? What can you see now?
It says enter security case.
Yeah, so you are denying. You need to do it slowly. Okay, do not hurry up. I'm telling you the number once again, okay? It's 992.
Yep.
209. 8039. Now, after that, give a click on join session. After giving the click on join session, what comes up? Let me know first.
Start session.
Sorry?
Start session.
Click on that one.
Start broadcasting.
Yes, click on start broadcast one time.
Yep.
Now, after giving the click, now you can see you have already clicked on start broadcast. Now, just beside the start broadcast, there is a hazy background of that box. Okay, click on the hazy background and a checkbox will be coming up. A big box will be coming up. Something like a security box. Do you see that?
Yeah, and it's got the four clicks. It's got the four things on it.
Yes. Now, you need to little bit scroll down and there will be check boxes over there. Give a click on the check boxes, two check boxes.
No, there's four check boxes.
What are the last two, can you tell me?
I will end the session by...
Sorry?
I'll end the session by locking the screen if I notice suspicious activity. And then it's like,
Give a click on all the checkboxes.
Yes.
And give a click on allow. Now, you need to simply swipe the page from bottom to top first.
Yeah.
Now, what you need to do, you need to simply open up the settings from your cell phone. Open up the settings.
Yeah.
Now, at the very top, you just go down, there will be option which says display and brightness. Click on the display and brightness.
Yeah.
Now, after that, you will see an option called auto lock. Click on that auto lock and make it never. Go down and you will see an option called auto lock. Click on that one.
What?
Auto lock. Do you see auto lock?
Yeah, why do I need to make it never?
Because right now for the cancellation procedure, the connection will be disconnected. That's the reason you need to click on never on that one. After the cancellation is done, you can do it before you are doing that.
It better not be a scam.
No, madam. Right now you are doing it from your side, all things. Now go back to the settings page, previous settings page.
Yep.
Now go at the very top. At the very top, you will get to see your name written. Click on your name. Now after that, you will get to see an option called name, phone number, anything like that. The first option, click on that one.
It says new iCloud thing.
Click on not now. Click on not now.
Name, phone number, and email.
Okay. Yes, click on that one, correct?
Yes.
Now, you will get to see all of your personal information are given to you over there. And just check it, all the information are correct or not. Just check from your end.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, now go back to the previous page.
Yes.
Now, over there, you will get to see payment and delivery. Click on that payment and delivery.
Yes.
Now, after that, you will get to see another option coming up. When you see anything comes up at the top, you will get to see your card will be given to you. You need to click on your card.
Yes.
Now, on the card at the bottom, you will see your billing address. Do you see your billing address?
Yes.
Click on your billing address.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm confirming you the billing address which are being used by this fraudulent charges. It will be 26 Redox Street and the postcode is 5277. That's correct?
Yes.
Yes. This is the billing address is used by those fraudulent persons right now for purchasing this kinds of stuff from eBay, from a gift card purchase right now. So what you need to do, madam, you need to simply check, you need to log into your email and check today's mail first.
Yeah.
You need to check that, did you got any suspicious mail, like any mail from eBay or Amazon, any other e-commerce website for a purchase is being made? Do you see that?
Nope.
So you can see, ma'am, that there is a purchase has been made for $299, but right now you didn't got any email from eBay that the purchase has been made. So those fraudulent persons have got into your email address and they are doing that. They are not allowing you to see the emails that the purchase has been made. So what you need to do, madam, could you please tell me, do you check your statements online, your banking statement online?
Yes.
Yeah. So from where do you do that? From the application or from the browser?
Pardon?
From the app which you check it or from the browser? I do believe you bank with NAB Bank, that's correct?
Yes.
So from where do you check it? From the application or from the Safari?
App.
Okay. Right now your app is not safe and secure anymore because those fraudulent persons are getting your information through the application. So what I will request you need to just log in to your account from the Safari and check your statement. Okay? Just check it from your statement, today's statement, and if you see any suspicious activity, just do let me know. Any suspicious transaction, just do let me know.
I don't even know how to do that.
Okay. Type your, do you remember your NAB ID and the password?
No.
No. Okay, just hold for a moment. Do you remember the password?
No.
No? Okay, just hold for a moment. No need to worry. Just check it. If you remember that, just log in from the Safari. Do not log in from the application. It is not safe and secure anymore.
So go to NAB.
Are you checking the statement? Are you there, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. When you check the statement, do let me know. Did you check the statement?
I'm still doing it.
Okay, take your time. Now, any problem are you facing, do let me know. I'm on the line. If you see any suspicious activity, just do let me know. Do you see any unusual transaction?
No, it's just
check all your accounts. Check all your accounts. Check all your accounts. Did you check it?
Yes, there's one that says internet pay.
Okay.
Okay,
no need to worry. We have to block this. Okay, and do you use any application which says Zip Pay?
Yes.
Yes, just check your Zip Pay as well. Log into your Zip Pay first. when you're in your ZipPay account, just do let me know. If you face any kind of problem, do let me know. If you face any kind of problem, do let me know. I'm on the line, okay? Did you log into your Zip account?
Yeah, I'm doing it now.
Okay, take your time. When you are into your account, just do let me know. Did you, are you in your Zip account?
Yes.
Okay, what can you see? Just let me know. What can you see? Tell me.
It's just doing lots of verification.
Okay, you do not have to do the verification. You can skip it. You can do it later. Now, what options do you get? Tell me, what are the options coming up?
Apparently, so I've got...
Okay.
How do you go into your...
Right now, we have got the information that they have tried to use the Zip account for the fraudulent purchases of a gift card, okay? So, first of all, we have to secure your Zip account. Yes, yes. What can you see on your Zip account? Can you tell, can you please tell me?
It says January, the 1st of January 2013.
Close that. Do you see a close option? Give a click on the close.
Yep, and then it just says.
Okay. Now, what we are going to do, So, right now, what we are going to do, we are going to directly block this gift card from your Zip account, okay? We have to block the $299 gift card from your Zip account directly. So, at the left top, do you see an arrow pointing backwards? Give a click on that arrow.
Yep.
Now, at the bottom, there will be option which says shop. Click on that shop option.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, at the very top, there will be option which says gift cards. Click on that gift card. Now, they have tried to purchase a Woolworth gift card. So, and the search, type over there Woolworth.
Pardon?
Type over there Woolworth. W as in whiskey, W.
So
W. It's W as in water.
Yes.
Now, do you see any option comes up, Woolworth?
Woolworth?
Yes. click on that. This card is being tried to purchase by those fraudulent persons. Now, they have tried to purchase $299. So, you can see over there, there will be a value. You need to make it $300. Make it
$300. What?
Yeah. Now, we are going to generate the spin for the reverse money. Okay, so give a click on buy for myself right now.
Yes.
Now, you need to put the OTP over there. Click on that OTP. It will automatically come up.
Yes.
Click on that one. Now, what comes up? Now, click on pay. Pay now with Zip. Now, after that, you will get to see view gift card. Anything like that comes up, view gift card. Just do let me know.
Yeah, view gift card.
Okay. Okay, now swipe the page from bottom to top and open up the Zoho application once again. Swipe the page from bottom to top.
Yeah.
Now, what can you see now?
My page.
No, open up the Zoho app. The Zoho app which you have done at the very beginning. Click on the open up the Zoho app.
Yes. There's end session.
Yes, click on end session or anything like that. When it is asking for a session key, do let me know. It will ask for a new session key and a new start key. Do you see that?
No, it just says something about hours and minutes and seconds.
Yeah, do you see any option? Okay, cancel, anything like that? Click on that option. Now, what can you see?
It just says...
Tell me.
It says, see, session summary on something remote.
Do you see any cross option at the left top, across, a close,
yep.
Across? Click on that one.
Yeah, and now it's enter session key.
Type over there 517-204-3882. Now join, click on join session or start session.
Yeah.
Now, do you see start broadcast? Click on start broadcast. Now after
yeah.
Giving the click on the start broadcast, click on the hazy background like you did before and give a click on all the check boxes and click on allow. Click on the hazy background.
Yeah.
Now, open up the Zip application once again.
Yeah.
Now, click on View Gift Card. What comes up? Tell me.
It is...
Yeah. Now, click on Unwrap My Gift. After that, it will be coming up.
Yeah.
Now click on next.
Yeah.
Now little bit go down. Scroll down little bit. Now just be on that page. Just scroll from. Now at the way of that over there, do you see a pin?
A pin?
Just be on that. Little bit scroll down and leave it. Little bit scroll down and leave it. Now do you see a pin number, a 4-digit pin number?
Yeah.
Note down that pin number in a piece of a paper, first of all. It will help you. Did you note it down? When you note it down, just do let me know. Did you note it down, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Now minimize this page down, minimize it down, go back to your home screen. Now, do you use any application which says Afterpay?
Yes.
Log into your Afterpay as well. Your Afterpay is being already being used by those fraudulent persons. Now after that, after logging into your My Afterpay, at the right bottom there will be option which says My Afterpay. Click on that one, My Afterpay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now from the Afterpay as well, we will block the second transaction. Okay. We will try to block the second transaction from the Afterpay. So click on the shop option. At the left bottom there is an option which says shop.
Yeah.
Now, at the top, you can see all categories, sales and offers. Little bit slide down the page, and if you see any gift card option, click on that one. Do you see the cross option at the right top corner in a black color? Cross, click on that cross. And go at the top of the page, go at the very top of the page. Now,
yeah.
You need to swipe the page, swipe that boxes, or click on all categories. Click on all categories.
Yeah.
Now just hold from it. Now go down. Go down. Click on the cross. Click on the cross at the right top corner. Now type over there search. Click on the search and type over there gift card. Give a space and type gift. Now, do you see any option comes up gift cards? Click on that one.
There's my.
Give a click on the back arrow, left arrow. Give a click on the left arrow. At the left top corner, there is a left arrow.
Yeah.
Now, there's the options you can see, all categories, sales and offers, get 30%. You need to try to swipe it. It will go on. Try swipe right to left.
That's it.
Okay. Give a click on him. Just hold for a moment. Just hold for a moment, let me check what we can do here right now. Just hold for a moment. Okay, open up the app store. First of all, open up the app store.
Yeah?
Now type on the app store, Afterpay.
Yeah?
Do you see any option which says open? Click on that open.
Yeah.
Now just hold for a moment. Go at the very top. Go at the very top.
Now yeah.
Search over there once again. Search over there at the very top. Woolworth. Not gift card. You need to type over there Woolworth. Hold for a moment, it will come up automatically. It will be Woolworth, Woolworth. There will be R between that.
Right.
Okay, now you need to open up the Safari and log into your nav first.
Yeah?
Okay, now log into your nav once again.
Yeah?
Okay. Okay, just hold for a moment. At the left top corner, there is a three line. Click on the three lines. At the left hand side top corner, there will be three lines. Now, there will be option comes up which says transfer and pay. Click on that one.
Yeah.
Now, do you see anything which says transfer? Click on the transfer.
Yeah.
Now, click on choose an account, the first one.
Yeah. I don't think I should be doing this, to tell you the truth.
So kya kar, just hold from me, just come on. What can you see on your screen right now?
Nothing, I've got out of it.
Okay, open up the Afterpay. Open up the Afterpay. Oh my god, what happened? Just session just closed. Open up the app, Zoho. Open up the Zoho once again. Did you open up the Zoho?
Nah. I'll be right. I'll figure it out. I'll stop it myself.